Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Yeah! My soul says yes, Jesus.
Somebody else just say
my
yes.
My soul says yes.
Say yes.
My soul says yes. My
I'll
soul
do your work.
Says yes.
I'll follow you.
Say if there's more that I,
I love that.
Require of thee.
There is more you require of me.
There is more that I require of thee.
Come on, say, there's more he
He's
requires of me.
Higher.
Higher.
There is more that I require of thee.
Do I have any worshipers on the house tonight? Come on, just say, there is more.
Don't be afraid of men and the faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I've been blessing you before the world began to do my will, to do my will.
Out there to challenge yourself to that level. There is more that you require of me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not doing enough.
You're going to tell God yes.
I can do more.
Your worship means
there
nothing
so
without a yes.
You require of me.
Without obedience, it means nothing.
I'm going to give it to you, Jesus.
But if you're really going to tell God yes, come on.
I'm going to go higher.
Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the
there
Lord.
Is more that you desire me.
Soul says yes.
My soul,
my soul
says yes.
My soul.
My spirit
soul
says yes.
Yes.
Even when all the circumstances
my soul
come against
says yes. I'll do what
when
you
all
want
the reports
to
don't sound good.
I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus.
There
I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes.
I don't have all
I might
answers.
Have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes.
I say yes.
You mean everything to me,
I
Jesus.
Yes.
You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why I can say yes. I can say my soul says
that you require me, Jesus.
Say yes.
I'll say yes.
Well,
even when I
don't
see my head, I'll say
yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, 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 Jesus.
There is more
that I require of me. I'm gonna say yes.
So let your heart and soul
say yes. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus this evening. That is the topic of this evening, the three-letter word, yes. Are we really ready to build our forum and our discussion about yes? Are we really ready to discover the true meaning of yes? Are we really ready to dedicate our entire lives to yes? Are we ready to show someone else what yes really means? Yes, tonight, Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. Welcome welcome all of my family. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we want to continue this discussion about Jesus. And that number one word that comes to him is yes, and yes must mean yes. But no matter how broken or how sinful you are tonight, you may be that one person listening to this broadcast live or by archives or by the internet right now. I want you to know that no matter what has happened, what's going on, God loves you. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care what circumstances you're under. God did not do it. He did not intend bad wishes to happen to you. He did not intend for situations to crumble. He did not intend but you to have an everlasting life of love with him. That means no matter what sin you've had, what sin you've done, and what you feel like you didn't make, God is still waiting to love and forgive you. That's why we love to talk about him. He wants to heal your wounds. He wants to change the complete direction of your life. He wants us to directly submit to his authority completely. See, following Jesus, whether I've said this so many times that it's become redundant, but following Jesus always involves sharing his love. It's not about me. It's not about you. The moment you meet him, it turns over to what are you going to do for someone else? Are you going to take up the privilege to say yes to his will? Are you going to take up the privilege to do the most important thing that you'll ever, ever, ever be able to do is tell somebody about the love that saved you? I get excited because now I can share the true love. Oh, I love my own way and I love my own methods, but it never worked because it was of me. It was of the world. It was flesh. But when you learn true love, it's about leading people to Christ, not for financial gain, not for positions, not for titles, but because it's a privilege to follow and to show someone else how to follow. See, my responsibility, I'll make it personal, is to embrace the privilege to follow him and to share his great love and his message with whoever I encounter. In any method that God may give me, oh yes, we have to get strategic. We have to get out of the way that things have been done that have not worked and go about it a different way to what works. I know you were touched a certain way that nobody could ever touch you other than God. People need to know about it. That's why we talk about Jesus. I know he brought you to the cross only the way he could have brought you. Somebody else needs to know about it. I know that I am not the only one that only God could have done for me what has been done because no one else could have done it, could have assisted with it, or could have accomplished what God has done in and through my life. See, he's the same to me as he is to you. He's no respecter of person. God honors you. God respects you. God loves you more than he does me. The only difference is do we give back? Do we give the same measure that has been given us? Because he already said yes. Y-E-S, yes. And in return for the yes that was given, It requires a yes to be sown. A yes to be sown. What is something sown? Something that is now made acceptable to receive. It is not a dirty penny. It's a shiny penny. It is no longer a wrinkled dollar. It's an iron dollar. It's no longer something that is of clay, but is of metal. It is has substance. A yes that means something. A yes that follows through. A yes that does not turn away. Oh, is anybody getting the message here of what that yes means? All I can resemble in that is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. He did everything because a yes for us. You can do it. He wanted to let us know, yes, I'll stand here before the judgment and say yes to you and no to me. Yes, I'll be persecuted and drug and beaten down the road for a yes for you. Yes, I'll be hung on the cross for a yes for you. Yes, I'm going to be buried because now the yes is about to turn around and the manifestation of what I'd have to say yes for you will now become to the conquering of yes to my Father. Because no longer will I be subject to the things of this world, but I will now be returned to my rightful place of yes, I'll go, yes, I'll do, and yes, I'll return. See, those things have already been done, but when we look at the word yes, Y-E-S, I'll say yes, that song, I'll go higher, yes. It's not just the words or the vocabulary that we continue to let flow out of our mouths, but it must be the yes of our actions. It must really mean yes to your way, yes to your word, and yes to your will. I don't know if you struggled with that entity of yes to you or yes to God. I don't know if you have leaped that or pressed over or conquered that obstacle of yes to yourself or yes to God. Oh, I'm still dealing with it, family. I'm getting better. I'm on the 75% side of yes to him and still fighting the 25% that's still pulling me, but I'm not what I used to be and I'm not where he wants me to be, but I definitely will be where he's called me to be right now in the position of yes. If I keep my position of yes, I'll never experience no. Let me say that one again for you. If I keep myself in the position of yes, just lift your hands up right where you are. Just lift your hands up. You are in a position of yes. Yes to your will, Lord. I want to sacrifice. Oh, my arms are getting tired. No, I'm going to press in the yes, because when I'm thinking about yes, I can't even, watch this, encounter no. Somebody better write that down. We're going to make a shirt. But we must have the substance of the word of God that we know how to stand in the yes. Every Christian, you're not just you, it's just not you. Every Christian desires to know the will of God. Every Christian. Big time, little time, every Christian desires to know the will of God. Now, do we go through the principles of knowing the will of God? Well, you first have to experience yes. Because yes means you are nothing. Yes means you are a negative. Yes means that you have nothing to do in the situation. And every time you try to put your little two cents in, you have now said no. Not to man, because you're still trying to get man to approve you because he's right in your face. You try to get man to approve you because he may open a door for you that you think nobody else can open. But when we stay in the position of yes with God, man thinks we done lost our mind. We desire to know the will of God, but we aren't willing to do the work to do the will of God. Ephesians 5, it says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is. There's some things I want to share tonight in our movement of yes. That number one, say number one. Number one, your motives must be pure. You got to go before the Holy Spirit to give you a single eye to inspire your heart with one aim, with one focus, alone for the glory of God. Psalms 40 and 8, it says, I desire to do your will, my God. Your laws dominates my thoughts. Now, hit the brakes right there. I'm always going to challenge anyone that I'm connected to in covenant. We are covenant family. And I'm going to always keep it 100 with each and every one that's connected with me. But don't you know that when you desire, every thought must be now taken under control. You cannot watch. If there is no straddling the fence, there is no more I get away with this, there is no more. I'm talking about for them radical folks out there that really want to see some spectacular change in your life. I know I'm glad I'm not looking at the board tonight, because normally I'd flip back and forth, but I am on the screen of the teaching of what God has given, what we wrote today, that now we can experience the word of God. But whoever is under the sound of my voice, whether live, whether archive or online, you better know that whatever situation you are still sitting in is because you have not released it completely to God. I know he spoke to you. You are a child of God. You desire to know the will of God. But if you are a child of God and you want the will of God, you will not be sitting in an unfinished and incomplete situation. Oh, yeah, it will be complete. Nothing God does is halfway. Nothing God does is partial. Everything God does is complete. But if your motives are not pure, oh, I'm not talking bad about nobody or speaking ill. But if we have not got out of our foolishness, let me just clear that up about foolishness. Every time I get in it, that's foolishness. I still repent daily over some stuff. I even let my mind even say, "Oh, foolishness! No, can't have it. I will not go there." And I know that I have to ask the Holy Spirit. See, when it comes, see, no, normally, you know, you have a left and a right. You got a up and a down. You have a decision to make on what you will follow and who you will serve this day. Most of us go through things and don't even ask the Holy Spirit to get involved. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. Yes, sir, I will. Not under the bus, but step on the pinky toe. But how many honestly could tell me that 100% of the things that you go through first, the first question you ask is to the Holy Spirit? I'm glad you're being honest tonight, because it come after you start crying. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and help me. Don't you know that the first thought you should have is to go to the Holy Spirit? He is your comforter. He's been left on assignment for you, that you now have throughput to Jesus and God. Oh, no, don't you remember they're all one? But the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Don't you know? All you have to do is ask. My mother used to always say, boy, closed mouth don't get fed. If them boys hungry, why didn't they say nothing? They were scared. Closed mouth don't get fed. But ask the Holy Spirit. Watch what it says in Luke chapter 11, verse 34. It says, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of the light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is also full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Don't you know what you pay attention to, what you allow to drive your thoughts? I'm getting caught on just on one. Maybe this is a series teaching, but we get caught so much in our own needs and our own moments and our own situations that we never even get past ourselves. And we're still saying no. But our mouth said yes, but we're still saying no. Oh, our mouth say yes. Everybody in the church heard you clapping, shouting hallelujah, yes, but your actions are still saying no. Why do we still be where we are when it's because of what we're not doing? Your motives must be pure. I'm not doing this for show. I'm not doing this for people to say, look at Pastor E. Oh, he on that radio every day. We've missed some days and we done did some replays and we've done, yes, and very honest about it. But this is what we're going to do, continue to do the work of God and say yes. Oh, there's some things that come up and some alternatives that we have to flip around to and some situations that come up. But are your motives pure? Are you willing to whatever happens say, Holy Spirit, guide me? Should I just cancel? Oh, you better play a replay and go on over there and get that contract. You better play a replay and go over there and get that job. You better go to work and be on time and play that replay. I desire to do your will, my God, and your laws dominate my thoughts. What law? The law of love. If the law of love is dominating your thoughts, I'm going to tell you right now, you will do good. And you will say yes. Number two, our will must be surrendered. Number one, your motives must be pure. But number two, your will must be surrendered. There can't be a secret controversy between you and the will of God. Your will and God's will cannot be in a controversy. And I know somebody just crept up and said, how you know to go there? Because when you're trying to do you, you are in a controversy with the will of God. He don't want you to be in pain or in doubt or in worry or sad or experiencing a worldly moments and situation. God wants you to be free, and he wants you to be free indeed because the Son has set you free. But if you have not surrendered your complete will, you're in controversy. Romans 12. Now, I know everybody knows Romans 12 and 2. And we're going to also read that verse along with this. But if you look at Romans chapter 12, I'm talking about surrendering everything. Verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. That's talking to you two sisters. By the mercies of God. Oh, he is pleading. Paul is pleading by the mercies of God. That you ain't talking about nobody but you. I love this word when you get into it. You be like, man. I can't get away from it. It's just not. That ain't the church sermon. That sermon was for me. But as long as you listen to somebody else talk, you think it's for everybody. But when you get into it, you be like, it comes. It's just the thing. You know, you got. They say if you point one, you got four pointing back. Every time the word goes, all 10 fingers are coming back at you because you know it's about you. I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to the world. Oh, no, get out of the worldly way. Stop letting the world guide you. And do not be conformed to the world. Oh, the world of worry, the world of doubt, the world of I can't do it. Where am I going to pay? How am I going to survive? The world of facts and fiction. Those things it says, if you do this, that will come. You have no proof. I beseech you, therefore, brother, that you present your bodies. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable God, which is your reasonable service, and do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is, watch this, God, my God, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See your will has nothing to do with that. You have to surrender your will. You have to know that I have just now put myself out the equation. I don't even have a voice anymore. I better let his voice be heard. I don't even have a plan anymore. Let his plan be heard. I don't even have a design no more. Let his design be his design. That you, oh, no, his will what? Be done. That is why I love this network. Not our will. You get your will involved, we got to shut it down. I get my will involved, he will shut it down. but my will must be surrendered so I can now experience the yes of his will. When? Right now. See, that's when it's supposed to happen. Right now. Watch John 5 and 30. It says, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous because I do not speak my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Don't you know you weren't sent by Pastor E? And neither was Pastor E. God sent us, but our will must be surrendered before we ever get trained to go. Number three, yes to the will of God. Your facts of the situation must be correct. So you have to seek the information for the mind. You got to use the sanctified common sense of the spirit to understand facts are in rebellion to faith. But when you talk about facts of faith, that means you are speaking on what you cannot prove. God will give you everything you need to give what he wants you to give. But you got to be correct by his word and not your own word. See, God will speak the results. He will give the weighing of the facts through how you minister his will. But the facts of the situation must be correct. I want you to continually know this is not me. Stop trying to tell me, stop trying to put me in it. I have surrendered. I no longer live, but he who lives in me. And I know that his will can be done because now, number four, God's word must be consulted. God will never lead you to do anything contrary to his word. I'm going to say that again. God will never lead you or let something happen to you contrary to his word. Now, you said, but that happened to me and that wasn't God's word. That didn't have nothing to do with God. You put yourself in that situation. You knew the outcome. You know the results. You knew what would happen. Don't blame God. God didn't do that. God will never put more on you than you can handle. But you have to know that he will keep you in his word. Psalms 119, 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You went wrong because you wasn't in his word. Wrong things happened because you wasn't around his word. And wrong people did things to you because, guess what? You were around them wrong people. It happened to me too. But God's word must be consulted. You got to go before the Lord. Proverbs 3 and 5, that's the meaning of Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. If you trust in him, you'll consult with him. Lean not on your understanding. You won't have an understanding because no longer is yours. Acknowledge him in all your ways, everything I do. God, I was talking to a guy today, just met him today. And the man gave me favor, taught me some tricks of the trade of graphics and stuff I never knew. I'm like, oh, I'm almost an expert. After a one-hour conversation because of how I presented myself, because I consulted God. Is this the person you want me to deal with? Is this the covenant you want me to make? I'm going to let your word be the lamp unto my feet. Come on, the light unto my path, because I'm going to follow. Because number five, when the word has been consulted, you know that prayer must be paramount. It must be mandatory. You got to pray that doors will be shut to anything that's not God's will. You got to pray that doors will be open that which is God's will. You got to pray that you will sit down and let God's will actively work in your life. You have to pray that God will give you discernment. We get so used and so accustomed to stuff that we can't see the light of God. It'd be right in our face. Somebody be shouting in our face for years, and we were like, I should have listened. But it's not the person, it's who God sent. And this, watch this. It's going to blow your mind. Who did he send? He sent you. So somebody shouldn't be trying to beat you down and over encourage you or over convince you. You should already be in agreement, because you know that through prayer, you have the ability to hear. You know through prayer, you have the ability to follow. You know through prayer, he'll give you what you need for what you need and when you need it. Must be paramount. If you don't know what paramount means, it must be mandatory. With it, I do everything. Without nothing. Prayer. Somebody write that down. It's another shirt. With it, I do everything. Without it, I do nothing. Prayer. Oh, if you study Jesus, he did nothing with it without it, and did everything with it. Prayer. Because number six is that we must wait for the inward witness of the Holy Spirit. I always want to see it on the outside before you will to trust it on the inside. You got to do a vertical leap. You got to do a paradigm shift. You have to do it from the inside out. See, God has given us the Holy Spirit to indwell us and to guide us. Bible says you will hear a spoken word behind you saying, this is the correct way, walk in it. Whether you are heading to the right or the left, Isaiah chapter 30, read that chapter. But it must come from the inside, not a tap on the back. It's not a man or a lady or a person or a child that's going to guide you. Only the guidance of the Holy Spirit can lead you to those that are being guided by the whole same Holy Spirit. That number seven, you got to wait. And you have to unwait for the unfolding plan of God. And know that it will. And know that it shall. And know that it's going to perform and complete itself. I don't have nothing to do with it. See, we always get that word and we want to sit around and see it manifest. Keep on doing the work. The will of God. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think if someone leaves this night with this one principle that I can put out to you, is that every time something comes up that you don't know what to do, just keep saying yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I'll say yes. I'll send you the MP3. Play the song. Blast it in your head. So I'll say yes. I'll say yes, I'll say yes, oh yes. I don't care if you can't sing, you can still say, I'll say yes, I'll say yes, I'll say yes, oh yeah. Then the no's will start to follow in the way, and the negativity will drop off, and the things that are not of God will flee, because you have resisted by saying, I will not pay attention to the things that are not of God by just saying yes. I'll say yes, I'll say yes, oh yes, I'll do your work, I'll do your work, I'll do your work, and say yes. See, most people want to just get it and then say yes. You got to keep saying yes until it comes. See, I really love the scripture, 2 Corinthians 2 and 12. It says, I came to preach the gospel, and then the door was opened unto me by the Lord. It didn't come by me doing anything but just keep preaching. God's going to bless you. And God knows you want the will. You want his will in your life. But wait for the word of God, the inward witness of the Spirit, and then the outward circumstances will come to focus. Oh, Jesus. You'll learn how to build it. You'll learn how to save for it. You'll learn how to go to hard work. And God will provide your needs exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. But it starts and ends with the word yes. Oh, yeah, we're talking about Jesus tonight. That is the focal point of tonight. Yes. Are we really ready to follow Jesus? That's what we were talking about last Monday. Following Jesus requires yes. No no's. I don't feel good. That's a no. I know I'm hard. I know people say, I know you get you shut down and stuff. Well, if you really know me, you'd be like, he ain't lying. Oh, I'm not supernatural. I'm just yes. I'm a yes man. And I went hard in the paint, in the streets. I'm going to go harder in the paint, in the spirit. That's just how I am. Because I done did some 4 nights, 5 nights in a row. 10 minutes sleep here, 5 minutes sleep there. Some of y'all been out there with me. You know how it is. go hard in the paint, and then come to God and say, I'm going to take a rest. Get saved and want to take a break. Oh, my God, get delivered and want to go on vacation. Well, I'm telling you, it's time to say yes. And say yes and mean it. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that we are embracing the word yes. But we also thankful that you're giving us principles and giving us steps to grow in your word. We thank you for P2B Ministries. We thank you for the Now Network. But we thank you for every covenant partner that continues to support, continue to follow, and continue to covenant with this ministry. Lord, we thank you tonight that you're blessing. We thank you tonight that you delivered. And we thank you, Lord, that you are transforming as we speak. We open up the portion room right now, Lord, and we give freely. I just deposit it. I don't have to tell you anymore. You already know. I just give it freely. It's my third giving today. And I'll give again before I see it, because I know more favor is coming because I'm still in the word. See, increase comes by the word. Oh, my God. Oh, you're going to get it. It's coming. I know one tonight isn't going higher. That's all that matters to me. I don't know your name. That's not me. That's between you and God. But I know one tonight is going higher. I've done my job. But in the midst of that, now all the others can help others to go higher, and we're doing our job together. Jesus, talking Jesus, is really about edifying others. So we thank you tonight, Lord. We praise you tonight. We manifest your spirit here on earth as it is in heaven, and all in agreement said, amen. Well, family, thank you for joining Let's Talk Jesus tonight. If you have a prayer request, you have a question over what we've spoken on tonight, we had kind of discontinued the opening lines, but we are now being instructed by the Lord to open the lines back up. So we want to take a moment. We have about 5 minutes. If you have a prayer request, if there's one person on this line that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, dial one right now. We have a green room, private room that will take you in and give you everything you need to be just like me, saved. Some people don't really want to tell you, well, you come on over here, you got to go here and here and get you to hang around. I'm going to get you to where you need to be as fast as I can so you can go out and make disciples in the arenas that you know that you can touch, in the places that you know you can heal, and in the people that will listen to you. Come on in right now, dial one. Minister Carolyn Hamilton, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. How are you this evening?
Praise the Lord. Hi, Pastor E. Me and Evangelist Renee is running down the street listening to you, Pastor. That was an awesome word. OMG. You know what? Every time I hear you, it's something like what you said. We've been going through that today, and it's like so much. I grow so much listening to you. And it's like God is saying when you have to come up from among them, and sometimes I step in it, and then I remove that step like real quick. It's like, why did I do that? I know I wasn't supposed to. You know, it's like revelation. It's like things reveal itself when I'll do something, and then it's revealed to me right at that moment, like, you know, and you've been instructed not to do that.
Yeah.
And it's a tip how I always listen to you. I love you so much. I love this network. I really do.
We love you too. We love you back just as much or more.
Evangelist was going to say something, and she just stuffed her mouth with a piece of chocolate candy, and all she could say is, I love you, Pastor E.
We love you too, my sister. Hey, God bless you guys. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Good evening, family. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm over here listening because I feel Minister Carolyn and Sister Renee over there. I feel them, that, you know, that joy from hearing that word. Awesome word, Pastor E. But, you know, I was just listening to it. And I say yes. I say yes to take the challenge to go higher in Jesus, higher in the Lord. Yes. Ooh, that's,
yes.
I'm telling you, when you open that up with that, my God, I was just so weird. And my God, say yes.
Say yes.
I wrote those t-shirts down, too. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Text me stuff. We are definitely going to get that in production. Amen.
Amen.
And
love
you,
family.
I just want to share. I just want to share to be very transparent. I don't even, you know, I programmed the Let's Talk Jesus like months ahead of time. I didn't even remember what song that was playing tonight. I didn't even look at it. But I knew where God wanted me to go. He had just given it to me, and it flowed right in. I'm listening to the song. Y'all almost didn't get a word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Y'all almost didn't get a word tonight. I almost played the song over and over and over again because just the three-letter word, yes, is such a manifestation of God's spirit in our lives. So God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, family.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, thank everybody. Got a couple more minutes. Dial one if you have to shout out, prayer requests, or anything. But we want you to know we are still praying for you. We are still lifting you up. You are covenant. You don't have to dial one. I'm still praying for you. If I know you and we're covenant, you don't have to question, am I praying for you? I am praying for you. Because when I pray, you pray, that means we're praying. I know every covenant partner out there is praying for me because they be waking up in the middle of the night, rolling around, like, I'm praying for you. And then all of a sudden you start praying for me. I feel it coming back. And then it's now a connection of God's will being done. I'm telling you, this is real stuff that we're talking about. I am so grateful that we are growing together. This network is for growing together. It's not about one eye. It's not one about one big and one high and one this and one that. You want to do what I do? Come on over here. I'll train you in 3 days and turn it over. You'll be calling me back the next day saying, come get this. But it's available to you. You want it, dial one. I'll take interviews right now. Come on, dial one. You can have this. But I know what God has for me is for you. But the thing of this is that we can all grow together. And I know we're doing it. We are not where we were in January when we crossed over together. We are in quarter two. And I know some people sound like, I lost everything in quarter one. You were supposed to. You were supposed to learn. You were supposed to lose it back in 2017. But you crossed over with it, and he had to take it away from you so you can now see your worth to what he has called you to do. This ain't no joke. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Ooh, Jesus, I just got a burst of the Holy Spirit. Oh, this is. Some great things are happening, and I know you're going to be part of it. Oh, man, God bless everybody. As I said, thank you for joining us tonight. This has been an awesome broadcast. Let's Talk Jesus every Monday night, 6, 8, and 9 p.m., your respective time zone here on the Now Network. God bless you, family. As I said, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. But most of all, you are beautifully, beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you different. You're fine in Jesus. You got it all in Jesus, and you better keep convincing yourself because he wants you to be, a leader. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.